be happy about this, but I'm not happy about this. Okay, now the recording starts. Janet's fault.
I did it!
Oh, God. Alright, so give me both hands here.
Okay.
Ring finger and thumb together.
Oh, ring finger.
There you go. Turn your hands out a little, and you don't have to hunch your shoulders, but
okay.
Yeah, there you go. And I'm going to push down and out like that. So you hold them up. Okay, good. So her goal is about something about being at ease, okay? So just say, life can be fun, safe, and easy.
Life can be fun, safe, and easy.
And hold here for me. Hold. And neither side says yes.
Oh.
So what you do is you do stress release points. Eye rotations.
Oh, right.
One finger and thumb, two fingers in your forehead, eye rotations.
Uh-huh.
And just keep repeating, life can be fun, safe, and easy.
Life can be fun, safe, and easy. Life can be fun, safe, and easy. Life can be fun, safe, and easy. Life can be fun, safe, and easy.
Stay with me down here.
Okay. I'm trying to go further out. Life can be fun, safe, and easy. Life can be fun, safe, and easy. Life can be fun, safe, and easy.
Great. All right. And now we'll check it again. So say again.
And now I do ring fingers?
Yep.
Okay.
So say it again.
Uh-huh. Life can be fun, safe, and easy.
Okay. Good. I deserve an easy life.
I deserve an easy life.
Part of her says okay. Part of her says no. So hands out to the side.
Uh-huh.
Integration. I deserve an easy life.
I deserve an easy life. Wait a minute.
Yeah.
I deserve an easy life.
And hands in. There you go, like that.
Are you supposed to do that on your hands?
Yeah. Hold your ring finger and thumb together until you bring your hands together. In. Yeah. And then bring it in.
I deserve an easy life.
And then bring it in. You got to bring it. Yeah,
oh.
There you go.
Oh, I'm leaving it out there.
You're leaving it out. Okay. Now, you only have to do that once.
You who deserves it.
Yeah.
Okay. So now we check it again. So ring finger and thumb. Hold here. I deserve an easy life.
I deserve an easy life.
Now, right now, both sides say no, because what happened was the side that was questioning and leaving it out there convinced the other side that it wasn't true.
Right. Oh,
okay.
Yeah. I am working good.
Yeah, okay, well, no, it's good examples. Okay, so now we do these again. Eye rotation. I deserve an
easy life. I deserve an easy life. I deserve an easy life. I deserve an easy life. I deserve an easy life. I deserve an easy life. I deserve an easy life. I deserve an easy life.
Good. Okay. And I'll say it once more.
I deserve an easy life.
And that's good. Okay.
Yay.
It's safe to have an easy life.
It's safe to have an easy life.
Okay. So you notice what I'm doing, by the way, is I'm just making up statements that if she has any confusion would make it very hard to achieve her goal.
So you can think of it as sort of brainstorming at goals with somebody, where you can just spit out ideas and maybe, you know, think about including some key words that might make it feel personal or emotional, like I deserve is very clearly putting a different personal spin on a general statement.
Absolutely.
So there's probably other like key words that you
I
can
deserve
have a list
it's
of.
Safe.
It's safe, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm not thinking real creative. I'm going to just clear this one for you, and then we'll...
Oh, yeah, sorry.
Okay.
Right,
so it's safe to have an easy life.
It's safe to have an easy life. It's safe to have an easy life. It's safe to have an easy life. It's safe to have an easy life. It's safe to have an easy life. It's safe to have an easy life.
All right, and check again. Say it again.
It's safe to have an easy life.
And that's good. Okay?
Could you say, like, I now have an easy life? Or does that
I'm living
an
easy life.
Yeah, really what you're doing, go ahead and sit down.
Because that's like... Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you could do that. That becomes more of a goal statement. Notice what we're doing right now is we're clearing potential obstacles. We're finding out if there's any thought in there that it isn't safe, that it isn't okay, that you won't be loved and accepted if you have an easy... You know, I mean, it's like you're clearing anything that might be interfering with you owning the goal. So we're not really clearing the goal or goal statements.
Right.
And so would you just do like a, you know, a half dozen or so of whatever you can easily think of?
What you do is you do until everything you think of tests strong.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so you get a few in a row and then you go, all right, you know, I think we're good.
Great, and so, yeah, and then you go back to the finger mode that you used or you go back
you
to your list
say,
and
you
say
know,
there's,
like we're clear on this.
There's more to clear. No, this is all clear. Good. And then you go on to the next piece. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
So that's stress statements. So it's a specific application without specific list of questions of this double PMC muscle testing whether you have both sides of the brain agreeing on some premise somewhere.
So then how about truth statements? And I haven't actually found a page for them in this book. Is that a similar thing?
Have we done truth statements?
I don't think so.
No, truth statements
sounds like
are very different.
Okay, so I was was thinking it might be the same. In that case, you can just do it whenever we do it.
Yeah, I was just going to see where they went. Wow, they aren't on the list?
Neither are the stress statements, which was why I was confused about if we had done them.
Okay, okay. So, truth statement. Well, I'll tell you why they're not on the list.
They're not one of your favorites.
No, they actually are. Yeah, they're not on the list because they're kind of another flavor of something else, and I'm going blank for the moment. So,
okay, so we can do
truth statement,
whatever.
I'm
going to
write it down. And we'll cover that. We'll do that.
See, that's
okay.
What I needed.
Right. Don't worry. Don't worry at all.
Yeah.
Put it over in the box. Yeah, so.
Okay, I'm going to do that.
In your homework sheet.
Yeah.
All right. So did we do personality traits yet?
No.
Okay, good.
I think you said we were going to do that.
Today?
Yeah. So let's do that. Let's do personality traits, and I'll tell you how truth statements work at the same time. There they are.
Personality traits.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. So personality traits. They're... my little book. I got really messed up when I didn't make another copy of your book.
Alright,
let's see where we find it here, because I know it's in your someplace. Oh, that's always good. As long as you've got it, that's good. And the only reason I need to find it right now is to make sure that I tell you the way that it's told you on here. But, come on, Robert. Personality traits. There it is. Okay, good. Yes, right after pain behaviors. Okay, personality traits. This is the one where I told you that we are going to use the same LAN, loving affirmation nerve points that we used for the organ responses last time. Okay. So personality traits are actually a limiting belief. A personality trait is a limiting belief that you actually protect in your body, in your system, because even though it's a limiting belief, it at some point in your life was a survival belief.
Yep.
And we're back to one of those things where we believe something, not because it enhanced our life so much, but because as long as I believed it, and as long as I knew it was coming, it wouldn't hurt me so bad,
mm-hmm.
You know, that kind of a thing. So personality traits is really getting at those underlying things that we just consider to be part of who we are. They're just an integral part of how we interact with the world. We don't think about them anymore. We don't question them. We're not even aware of them most of the time. Okay? So the deal is you start off by, and again, I'm assuming this came up on your, I mean, you could just do it, of course, but it came up on your priority mode if you're going down the checklist, you know, and it says personality traits that stress, you do it. So you define the limiting belief. So the primary limiting priority mode, yeah,
okay.
Is that one. If you're going down a list
middle,
of things, the middle thing,
okay.
Yeah.
Thank you.
If you're going down a list of things to see what to do, the
right,
only
right.
one that has stress is the one that's priority. So if it comes up personality traits, you look at it. And so somebody give me a belief that you know is a limiting belief. Now the way I'll help you find this is because we're not always going, great, I keep all my limiting beliefs right up in the forefront of my brain so that I can keep track of them and keep reaffirming them. No, we don't. But we're all having experiences in our life to some degree or another that we're not really happy with. I mean, we don't have 100% happy, really fun, safe, easy life, okay? So if you have specifically a repetitive experience or something keeps going on, there must be a belief that you hold that keeps creating that. So what must I believe to keep having this experience over and over again?
So you can literally ask the person
you
that,
bet.
You know, because they obviously have an experience that they're dealing with, because that's their, where their goal came
yeah,
from.
Yeah, exactly.
So you can ask them, what do you think you're thinking?
Yeah.
And
well,
one
and
I've got a good one.
Yeah, so tell me what it is.
Oh, good. That's good.
Yeah, I'm coming.
But I need it, yeah.
Oh, you want to my, well, my, this one, I cause other people's problems.
Okay, great. So
that,
so
you know how that, you know how that relates to mine?
Co-maker.
I depend on other people to be happy.
Oh,
yeah,
my God.
Yeah.
All right.
That's why.
Yeah. You and me. Yeah. Okay.
No,
so Betty.
Related.
Betty, come on up.
Flip side.
So, the deal is, first of all, you wanna check the statement itself. And what'll happen is, do I have any way to tell you the
test? Can I ask you about the pretest?
Yeah.
It says test PMC with emotional mode. So that is without saying anything?
Yeah, that's just ring finger to thumb. Test those guys right there. And you test it and make sure you have a good test.
And if
it's
not?
What was that? Oh, okay.
If it's not, you fix TMC. You rub,
okay.
you just rub the neural lymphatics for the pectoralis major clavicular, for the stomach meridian.
Okay.
Get that muscle strong.
Okay, I would have thought to do the emotional mode with that if you're just testing if you're a muscle.
Yeah.
But okay, so I know.
Well,
what
yeah, I'm doing that because right now I want to make sure that, because we are going to use the emotional mode, I don't want the emotional mode to throw off something.
Okay, I thought it was just going to accentuate the other stuff you did later, but you want it clear.
I want it clear as well.
Okay.
Right now. So I have a test here, and I can just test one side is all I really care about right now. She's holding ring finger to thumb. It's strong. So what's the limiting belief?
I cause other people's problems.
All right. Hold right here. So say it again.
I cause other people's problems.
Okay. Now I test that, and it tests strong. Now, that's not what we want. And by the way,
it's just strong. Yeah, I know. So you really believe that. Yeah.
Okay. Now, by the way, we could. I'm just going to backtrack for a minute. So you have to keep track of what process you're actually doing. We could actually clear this with, you know, what we just did with a stress statement. You know, usually those stress statements we attack from a positive point of view. Okay? But I could actually do this, clear it with a stress statement, but I'd have to come up with a positive way to do that.
Mm-hmm.
So right now we're just saying test strong, not a good idea.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So I could actually double check, I don't know if I put it on here, but I could just double check by saying it's appropriate to clear this as a personality trait. And I test it and body says, okay, do that. If it said no, then I'd go find something else. But, you know, I'm just being picky at this moment in time. Okay. So then it says define the desired statement. So I need somebody to play recorder for her. Would you do that, Graham? So I cause other people's problems. It goes in the first one there. Now, how would you like to have this operating in your life? What's the belief you really like to replace this with?
Other people are responsible. Everyone is responsible for their own experience.
Yeah, you could do that. Is there anything more empowering to you? Like just trusting everyone to have their experience? Or, see, it doesn't have to be the opposite of
right.
See, we just want something that we'd love to replace this with.
Mm-hmm.
You know? You know, I mean, so it could be something as simple as I live in trust. You know? And it could be, you know, I let other people have their own experience. It could be any of that. And I'm looking for what's really the most generically empowering for you.
I trust all as well.
Okay. All right. You want to trust all as well, or you want to live in trust? I like live in trust. That's why I said that. But you can have
live in trust.
You can have anything you want.
Live in trust is comes better.
I'm confessing my prejudice.
Okay.
And part of
I live in trust.
Okay, so in the third
statement.
Yeah, positive statement, you write that
down.
Okay, so what we do is we do ring finger and thumb. We have her say, I live in trust.
I live in trust.
And body says, no, because right now she doesn't, okay? Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm.
So first I define the limiting statement, and it tested strong, not a good thing, but it tells us we got a problem here, okay? Then I had her choose the desired belief, tested that, it tested weak, which means, you know, right now we haven't cleared the limiting one, the desired one can't come in, but we have the pieces we're working with.
Mm-hmm.
We
mm-hmm.
know what
mm-hmm.
we want to let go of, we know where we want to go, we've got changes to make.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? Now, it says find the land emotions.
Where are you leading?
I'm reading right there on personality traits. Right there.
Okay. Yeah, I'm. Yeah.
Okay. Pectoralis major clavicular.
Oh, okay.
Okay. So it's just find the land emotion. And so what we do is you flip the page and you go to this same old list of emotions by all of the organs and stuff that we played with on organ responses yesterday.
Okay,
there it is, right
it,
there.
Yeah.
Okay? You don't have to worry about the picture here because we're not going to go through and circuit locate all of those. We're just going to go through. And the way we find the land emotion that's the simplest is just a regular old muscle test and read down the organ.
The ring finger?
No, you don't have to have the ring finger and thumb anymore. And I'm wondering, does it make a difference? For this moment in time, I'm going to say if you think about it, it's probably a moot point, but if you think about it, put your priority mode in so we don't get tripped up here. So, gallbladder, lungs, pineal, thymus, heart, eye, stomach, ear, parotid, pituitary, spleen, bladder, pancreas, thyroid, liver, hypothalamus, okay? So now I know which organ it is.
I put that under related organ?
Yep. So he makes a note on the homework sheet there where it says related organ. Okay, and now I go for the words themselves. So we have undesirable, unneeded, unwanted. Unwanted is the emotion. So you write that down in line number two.
Unwanted.
Okay, so those are these guys?
Yep.
Okay.
Right there.
Mm-hmm.
Under hypothalamus,
mm-hmm.
and
mm-hmm.
read those
okay.
guys. Okay? Then it says, it should say find the mood. So flip your page. And there are some moods that are written down there. Okay? You guys see them?
Oh, after the organ.
After the organs, yeah. We got a bunch of little things on there. Okay? So we have glad, fun, unified, wise, warmth, with, understanding, hopefulness, receptive, interested, motivated. So you write that down on line number three, I think it is. Okay. And the very last piece, it says, find the plexus emotion.
Can I open this real quick?
Yeah, please do. Yeah, it's well, and it's warm in here.
Yeah.
What does with mean as a mood?
Hmm?
Is it like together?
Yeah, it's sort of like that. It's just a word that fits in.
Okay.
I mean, that they've tested, and it's always one that bugs me, because how do you feel with?
I'd be inclined to say like togetherness.
Unified, yeah.
Well, yeah, or skip it. Yeah, it is the concept. But it's togetherness or present. You know, I mean, so it doesn't even have to be togetherness. It just needs to be present or showing up. So it could be a lot of different things. So the next thing we do, the plexus emotions. The plexus, those are, you know, like solar plexus. Those are actually the chakras. Okay?
Mm.
And so you go down those plexi and you check love, joy, mildness, faith. All right, faith is the one. So you write that in line number four.
So for both the mood and the plexus emotion, were those finding the weak one?
Weak one.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you're finding
the
one
that needs
totally
attention.
Behind.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay.
Exactly. So now what we have, and you don't have your homework sheet in there, which is why I wrote down those funny little sentences there. I gave you the homework sheets in another place, okay? But on that page I have written those four statements.
Oh, good. Okay.
Okay?
Yeah.
But now we've just filled in the blanks for her four statements.
Are the two long blanks and the first two both her limiting beliefs?
Yes.
Okay. Go ahead, I'll just break
them. That's good. So,
there's the plexus. Okay. Yeah.
So now we have four statements. And what I want to be real clear with you about here is these statements are not all affirmations. These are actually undoing statements. They're not proper affirmations.
Right.
But the first statement is, I no longer believe I cause other people's problems. Is that one correct, Grant? Did I say that right?
Yes.
Okay. So you notice that's the first statement. The second statement gets really convoluted which is I no longer feel unwanted when I no longer believe I cause other people's problems. So I want you to get that she says, I no longer cause other people's problems, I no longer cause other people's problems, I no longer cause other people's problems. Some part of her saying, I have this in here for a reason. And as long as I believe I'm the cause of everybody else's problems, in her case, I feel wanted.
Oh, right. You feel
okay?
Needed. Yeah.
But when I start to go away from this, you're going to create an experience for you that causes you to feel unwanted, which means, oh, now I'm causing everybody's problems. Oh, now I feel I fit in again. I'm back home. Okay.
At least serving some purpose.
Yeah. So
you know what you're doing there.
So get that the first two statements, first thing you're doing is denying the old belief. The second thing you're doing is denying the hook that has kept you there. There's been this hook that every time you strayed away, you said, this isn't true, let me stray away from this. You created some experience. The hypothalamus actually has reacted with a sense of loss and grief to losing this valuable emotion or belief, and it's created an experience of feeling unwanted, which you then have played out in the world with somebody or somebodies and caused you to go right back into the old belief. So that's why these things have to be undone this way rather than just doing a simple affirmation, because you can't get far enough away to get unhooked unless you know what the hook is. That's the beauty of this. The hook is the hypothalamus is the organ or the gland in the body. There's always an organ or a gland in the body that actually has the hook. And the specific emotion it uses to keep this belief in there is having you feel unwanted when you stray away. So, first statement is I no longer believe I cause other people's problems. Second statement is I no longer feel unwanted when I no longer believe I cause other people's problems. The third statement, then, is really an affirmation. Your third statement is, I feel motivated when I live in trust. Okay? So what we've done now is we've taken one of the mood statements, which then becomes a positive anchor for her desired state, which is living in trust. Okay? And the very last one is kind of like the lock on the good door, which is which chakra it is that's going to be most helpful in cementing this and holding this. And it was the, working back down, doesn't matter, but it's faith. Okay? So I feel faith is your last statement. And by the way, in the old days, right now I'll just tell you, that I feel faith. In the old days we used to say I feel faith toward others feel faith toward me, I feel, you know, faith toward myself, or faith in myself, or whatever it is. You know, all the three different major flows. And right now we just do it, I feel faith, and I just remind people this is faith in yourself, faith in others, others having faith in you. It's just having faith, okay? It's that experience. Okay?
The third statement was, I feel motivated when I no longer...
No, when I... This is your positive now.
I know, that's why
I... When I live in faith. I live in trust.
I live in trust. Okay.
Yeah, that was the word trust. Yeah,
yeah.
Faith is our flexes emotion. Yeah.
Okay, thank you.
Yep. Okay, so let's clear it. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
So ring, finger, and thumb. Same old way to clear everything here, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And eye rotations. The first statement is, I no longer believe I cause other people's problems.
I no longer believe I cause other people's problems. I no longer believe I cause other people's problems. I no longer believe I cause other people's problems. I no longer believe I cause other people's problems. Believe I cause other people's problems.
Good. I no longer feel unwanted when I no longer believe I cause other people's problems.
I no longer feel unwanted when I no longer believe I cause other people's problems. I no longer feel wanted.
Unwanted.
I no longer believe I cause other people's problems. I no longer feel unwanted when I no longer believe I cause other people's problems. I no longer feel unwanted when I no longer believe I cause other people's problems.
Good. I feel motivated when I live in trust.
I feel motivated when I live in trust. I feel motivated when I live in trust. I feel motivated when I live in trust. I feel motivated when I live in trust. I feel motivated when I live in trust.
And then I feel faith.
I feel faith. I feel faith. I feel faith. I feel faith. I feel faith. I feel faith. I feel faith. I feel faith.
That's good. That's what's called a faith feeling, by the way.
Thank you.
By your faith, you shall be healed. All right. So then we come back. And by the way, I did.
So you went down to here. Did you do reprogramming? That's what you just did.
Yeah, verifying the exact wording, and then we do. Yeah, and this is the reprogramming section. Is the clearing that we just did.
Okay.
Yeah. And what I didn't do, by the way, so I realized when I said it, and it was a minor thing, and may or may not have made a difference. We'll find out. The third statement is for her is I feel safe when I know I live in trust. Okay, because sometimes I just said I feel safe when I live in trust.
I feel motivated.
I'm motivated.
When I know
yeah.
I live in trust.
Yeah, I just left out the word. Yeah, it's printed in there, and so I just went. I feel motivated when I live in trust, and sometimes I mean that probably works for this because it's a nice clear statement. Sometimes there's a belief that you want to have, and so it's really better to say I feel motivated when I know, you know, that I, whatever that belief is. So. Just acknowledging that it's in there for a reason and I missed it accidentally and decided to ignore it. Okay, ring finger and thumb together and testing pectoralis major clavicular. So I want you to say, I cause other people's problems.
I cause other people's problems.
Okay, so that's weak now. She no longer believes that, which is helpful.
Oh, right, that's good.
That's a good thing, yeah. And then the positive statement is I live in trust.
I live in trust.
And that's strong now, which is exactly what you want to have.
Can you just refresh me on the pectoralis major clavicular? Which muscle is that?
Stomach meridian.
It's
the swimmer.
Right.
You know, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Arms straight out, thumbs down toward your feet, basically, so your hands turned away from you there. You're at it about shoulder length, and then it's just down and out 45 degrees.
And the reason we're using that muscle?
Because the stomach meridian is the most sensitive to emotional issues.
Oh, okay.
And holding the ring finger and thumb together keys in or basically puts in circuit all of the emotional circuits there.
Okay.
So you can give her homework. That's good.
Yay.
So,
thank you.
And also check for an earlier age or substitution of another name.
Thank you.
The first one is
age
regression.
Yeah.
Right? So you can just say, so right now we assume we cleared at this age, so then you say,
okay so thank you, Graham, for pointing that out. And we did age recession last week. It wasn't on the tape thing, but now what's happening is, so we did this, we checked it, her statements are clear now, it's weak on the bad one, it's strong on the good one. And so I can just do any kind of muscle test right now and say, there's an earlier age we need to clear for this. And her body says no. If there's an earlier age you need to clear for this, the body says yes, then I would do the age recession. Okay? So current 50, 50, 40, 40, 30, 30, 20, 20, 10, 10, 5, 5, 1, and you know, find out where the age is, and then I would have her do her statements at that age.
Just exactly like you just
Just
did.
Exactly
but
like
just
we
after
did.
After having noticed an age.
Yeah.
And then you would bring it back up just like we did before.
Yeah, so we're clear at 6 months, good. We're clear to a year, clear to 5, clear to 10, clear to 20, clear to 40.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay.
And then what is the substitution part?
Substitution. You can let that one probably go, but let me tell you what it is. The substitution part, is that what it's actually called in here?
The substitution of another name, et cetera.
Okay. That is, if there is a belief about an individual, so I believe, I'm responsible for my mother's pain.
Mm-hmm.
Great, so we clear that and clear that up, we run the whole thing through. So we need to do this with your father. We need to do this with somebody else.
Oh.
Okay?
You can't do it generic?
No, you can't.
Yeah.
No, you can.
Like
you
did
your generic.
Okay.
But if somebody really said, my whole
just
issue is,
that.
Yeah, then we would find out. So we need to clear this with somebody else as well. Okay,
so
after we've done this clearing.
So since she did it as a generic statement, we don't have to worry if she wants to do it again for somebody specific. It's
no.
She started with somebody specific.
Yeah,
okay.
You can sit down and rest.
Okay.
And that's a good thing.
Thank you.
Yeah, so if you start off with the belief system including somebody specifically or some class of bodies specifically, like teachers or policemen or whatever it is, okay, then you can check to see if it's appropriate to do it with another specific individual or another specific group of people, or to do it as a generic clearing for everybody, okay? And you just do say, well, it's appropriate to do this, you know, with somebody else. If the body says yes, you just find out who. If the body says no, if it's weak, then you say, great, we're done, okay? Thanks for noticing that, Graham.
That's the rebound.
Yeah.
Cool.
And then rebalancing. I talked to you last week, which is why I like this page. I like to hold on to this page back here where it has brain emotions. Okay? The rebalancing, the statement is there are other areas temporarily thrown out of balance. Well, you can say that any way you want, but essentially what you're looking at is you're looking at, great, we just took this whole chunk of funny belief out of our system, reprogrammed all of that. Did we disturb anything else that's existing in there? And if so, then you go down the brain emotions, that whole list of brain emotions. And actually, Betty, I will borrow you again.
Okay. What do you mean,
if you disturbed anything else?
Well, what you've got is she has a life that one of the cornerstones of this life has been the belief
right.
that she causes other people's problems. Okay?
Right.
When you take that out, sometimes the body just kind of seamlessly, the mind, the beings kind of seamlessly, everything rebalances and it's all good. Sometimes when you take out a cornerstone, you know, the whole wall falls down.
Okay.
Which
yeah.
means it could have disturbed other things. It's kind of like, yeah, that's great, it's gone, but now I don't know what to do with it.
So is that what you're going to check?
That's what I'm
going to
check.
Okay,
so that's where we do this. So there's something else we need to clear
a
check with this, okay? So her body is nicely saying yes, whether it is or isn't, thank you very much for participating, okay? And so that just means I'm going to go to the brain emotions. Now, these brain emotions are not listed on the personality traits, okay? They are only listed here, even though we're doing the land and all the other stuff, okay? There are a few other things on here. I sometimes will, if there's still something unresolved with an old personality trait that we cleared, then I'll sometimes look up this page and clear the brain emotions. So if you do any kind of a balancing and there's still stress left over or it's not quite, 100% or there's something else to do with this and you don't know what it is, think about clearing the brain emotions. The way you clear the brain emotions, I'm going back to double PMC, treating it just like stress statements, okay? Hold right here. And I'm going to take a chunk of those words. I'm not going to just, do 80 million tests. So upbuilding, giving, inquisitive, centered. Encourage, enliven, refresh, thinking, alert, mindful. Oops, not there. There's something there. So I do thinking. All right. So I want you to say, I feel thinking. And it is this side here, so I don't know what it means, but it doesn't matter. See, I feel thinking. You just clear these as stress statements, okay? And again,
I feel thinking.
Now, I could have told you, by the way, so maybe I made it happen, but I could have told you because when she said, I feel thinking, she had this little bump right there. Didn't quite mesh, Yeah, and usually that's just an indication we're not really coming together on this, guys. Okay? So let's do a little bit of here.
I feel thinking.
Great. And again.
I feel thinking.
Perfect. Okay. thinking alert, mindful thinking of others, quiet, tranquil, composed, sharing, balanced, coordinated, soul stirring, precious, alive, joy of life, living. Okay, so alive, joy of life. Okay, I feel joy of life. Over here, just aside right here. I feel joy of life. Good job. Again.
I feel joy of life.
Perfect. And living, that's good. Challenge, endurance, fortitude, stamina, emotional strength, meek, confident, warm, tender, gentle, motherly, maternal, plausible, answerable, conceivable, youthful, energetic, enthusiastic. Oops, we have youthful, energetic, enthusiastic. I feel enthusiastic. This side right there, okay?
I feel enthusiastic.
Good. And again.
I feel enthusiastic.
All right. Good. Optimistic, optimistic. Waiting, relaxed, settled, heartfelt, obedience, composure, level-headed, even tempered, need help, someone to share, dependent, do try, be. Serene, undisturbed, winning, willing, please, supplicate, want, sureness, conviction, decisive, safeguard, cherish, protect, shelter, empathy, united, remembering, loyal, glad, pleasing, trusting, loyal, glad, pleasing. I feel pleasing. Say that.
I feel pleasing.
Yeah, all right, good. And again, I feel pleasing. I know, wearing your arm back. Sorry.
No, it's not normally. I feel pleasing. Normally, it'd be fine. Morning, I was at the gym.
Oh,
good.
Good. I feel pleasing.
I feel pleasing.
That's good. So, trusting is good. Likeable, liking, amiable, presence of mind, peace of mind, things going smoothly, practical, rational, uplifted. There's something else we need. Is there a check on this? Body says no. So we're done with that. Okay?
Cool.
Thanks.
So, you mean that? That's all? That those all?
That's it.
Okay.
Yeah.
It looks,
so,
we got it.
Yeah,
it
looks
sounded
like
it was like 10 pages.
Yeah, yeah. And I just, it, that's why, you know, chunk them. Just, it doesn't really matter. And some of these, by the way, I can hear or feel a question. So what does this mean? I feel, you know, anyway, some of these are weird.
Yeah.
Okay, like with. Okay, go ahead.
I feel this. I feel thinking.
Why are these called brain emotions and how's it different from this list under you of brain emotions?
Yeah. Brain emotions under you, under Lan you, is actually the organ of the brain. Those emotions are for the organs of the brain, okay? The list of brain emotions we just went through there are like the emotional, well, it's let's say the mind. It's a little different, okay? So it's more the processing part of the brain function. So you could...
Okay.
They're called brain emotions, but it's mind emotions is what those really are. That's my best way to understand that or explain that.
And why is this whole thing called personality traits? It's like sort of a negative view of personality traits.
Yeah.
As opposed to just calling it, you know, like limiting beliefs.
Yeah. Personality traits it's called because what happens is that these usually are deep-seated beliefs that we actually don't question, wouldn't even notice unless somebody brought it up. That we just kind of, doesn't everybody believe that, or isn't that the way the world is? We actually have integrated it so thoroughly into our personality that we're living it out without doubting it or questioning it in any way.
Okay.
And that's why it's called personality traits. And also, by the way, it's because the person who actually did all the initial research on this decided to call it personality traits. I mean, that's really the reason. But it is more than just a limiting belief. It actually is a...
Because it's so ingrained.
It's so ingrained, and because it has this wonderful hook on it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? And remember, it's the hook that when you start to walk away from it, la-di-da-di-da, you know, it's like it jerks you right back in there. And that's why most people live with the stuff and can't disentangle themselves from it. So if it comes up on your priority list to do personality traits, then trust that that's what you're going to be looking for. I mean, you're going to deal with it, whatever comes up in that way. And
could you, if you were working on something like the thyroid, clear it to the point that a person no longer needs medication?
Well, it's always possible, but it depends on the nature of it. And so remember now what we're really concerned about is we're really concerned about clearing the underlying causes. But if somebody's had their thyroid removed, yeah. But if they just have a malfunctioning thyroid, perhaps. But that's not our focus. Our focus is how do we handle what either caused that problem so that it doesn't cause more, or what's resulting from that problem that we're not able to deal with or handle right now. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, and so the theory is absolutely, okay? And the reality is, you know, there might be a whole set of organ responses. Other organs and glands are revolving around thyroid that are causing part of this. It might be personality traits that are hooked into that gland that are causing part of this. It might be, you know, some of the meridian work with the thyroid that's causing this. And so you can't say that one process done thoroughly will necessarily clear all aspects of it. But once you start going through the finger modes, once you start, you know, like opening all the doors to anything that's going to show up, you have a much better chance of rooting out all the little pieces that form part of this cluster. And in point of fact, I have seen lots of things reverse and change. It's just we're not supposed to approach it from that perspective. That's not our goal. Yeah, it is possible. Definitely possible. Other questions on personality traits?
It's we did priority mode for when we were looking for the organ.
For the organ,
yeah.
And I just did that. It doesn't really say to do that, and I just did it just because that keeps it clear from picking up something that might be semi-related but not the real issue. I mean, I don't know. I mean, the intention is more powerful than accuracy, so you really don't have to do it. I just told you I did it.
Okay, why am I not finding the organ?
Yeah, I was just looking for that. I don't see it either.
Okay, the organs are on...
I mean, I'm just going to list here.
Where was it?
Okay. Discovery. Define the limiting belief. Step number 3. Number 4, define the statement. Number 5, find the land emotion.
Oh.
Remember to note the land organ.
Okay, so you're finding the emotion.
So you're actually finding the emotion, but I search for it by what organ, and then I find the word under the organ.
So, okay.
So you look for the organ first.
I look for the organ first rather than having to go through two pages of emotions. I scan through by the organs. And where it says note the organ, there is a place on your homework sheet to write down what the related organ is, okay?
Yeah.
I don't know that that's so important unless you were doing some research on it or unless the person, you know, really made a difference to them or whatever it was. But you know, they did that. And a lot of that, by the way, oh, I know why. Because that's back when we were doing research stuff. There are a large number of personality traits that have been found specifically related to specific organs and stuff, and there's a long list of them that I have somewhere, maybe even in your big manual somewhere, that people, you know, so if they have this belief, it's always this organ, it's always that emotion, you have to hunt for the plexus, or it's, you know, so there are certain things that showed up enough in the research that they started making lists of those. And I never look at those anymore. I pretty much just go with whatever comes up for the person, and I don't care what everybody else said. I mean, it's not worth it to me to take a little shortcut. And it's not even that short a cut, because then you have to find out which one. Yeah.
Yeah,
so.
Gotcha.
But that's why I was writing it down. I forgot why. But that's really from the research days more than anything else. Now, all of this came up today, but I didn't mark it today. I should have. That's good. Because Graham asked about truth statements. So truth statements is my variation on the theme. Because what we've done with personality traits is we actually have found a deep-seated, hooked-in, limiting belief that's hard to let go of. There comes a point in time, or maybe there just never is a point in time for some people, where that's an issue. But those same people may have a problem accepting a positive belief that doesn't really clear, just doing affirmations, it's like it's linked to other stuff, we don't know what's going on, that kind of stuff. So the whole truth statement clearing was designed to help accept a positive affirmation. So it's coming at it from the other, through the other door, okay? Now, we're not using, and I could have, but I didn't, we're not using the land emotions anymore, we're just using the behavioral barometer. And most of the time, so actually it's probably written somewhere, but anyway, the three statements are this. So I'm going to just use Betty's for the example from I Live in Trust, okay? Oh, actually that's not a good one because that's not really a belief, that's more of a real affirmation. So what's a good belief? Does anybody have a belief that they would really like to have operating in their life more consistently? Positive, supportive, short belief. You'd like to have operating in your life more consistently.
That I can succeed.
Good. Okay. So, here's the way it works. Come on up, because you don't need to take notes for this.
The difference, so if that was going to be a goal, it would you wouldn't necessarily take that as a goal because it's like, I can. Well, are you? You
yeah,
know, it,
right.
there's
yeah.
that question, but as a belief, it makes sense.
Do I believe
because
I can
you
succeed?
Have to believe it's possible if
yeah.
you're going to do it at all.
Exactly,
okay.
exactly, yeah. So that's really good. You guys get that distinction?
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's a lousy goal in terms of a balancing because, yeah, I can succeed. You know, well, so what? You know, I am successful is what you want to balance to. But there may be some lack of support for the belief that you really can succeed.
Mm-hmm.
So she may not be burdened with this overriding belief, I'll never be good at anything, which you would clear as a personality trait. But she's having trouble really getting a hold of, I can succeed. All right, so if truth statements comes up, that's what you're looking for. You're looking for the positive belief that will support you in your life. So what you do, same old thing, actually give me a ring finger and thumb, and hold one more down, there you go. Hold that up, that's strong. So what you say, I can succeed. Okay, so there's a little stress on that, not a lot, but there's a little stress, don't need a lot, okay? So part of her doesn't believe that. So we're working with something that we can work with here. Now, what I want to do now is I want to get the emotion, and this is different than the way we've done the emotions with a barometer before.
Mm.
The difference here being we're going to get emotions twice. We're going to take a limiting emotion first, and then we'll start all over again, and we're going to get a desired positive emotion. So we're not, in this case, going to take just the word that is, you know, feeling disappointed, wanting to feel more bold. We're actually going to go through this testing twice. One looking for the limiting emotion, and the second looking for the positive emotion. Okay? So I just go through, so if you don't need that now, thanks. So it's conscious, subconscious, okay, enthusiasm, hostility, assurance, fear of loss. So it's got to be in fear of loss because that's what I want, but I need a limiting emotion. So I get Graham's chart right here, and so we go, that's real good. Let down, bitter, threatened, okay? So feeling threatened. Now I'm going to go through this again. So conscious, okay, so we got something there. So I just go down, acceptance, willing, interest. Okay, so it's interest, so fascinated, needed, understanding, essential, tuned in, welcomed, appreciated, okay?
So when you did the first one, you didn't do the double column header, you only did
I actually did. I should have just done
the limiting column,
and the second time
okay.
you just done the positive column, okay?
So them together, you do the first
yeah.
limiting column. And
yeah, so what we've done now is we've defined the desired statement, we've defined a limiting emotion, which was feeling unappreciated, that's it, thank you. And then we have defined a positive emotion, which is feeling, boy, appreciated. Okay, that was appreciated. So what was your limiting emotion? Threatened. Okay, thank you. So threatened and appreciated are the words that we're dealing with. So we're not going straight across. We're getting two separate words. Got it? So her statements.
Wait a minute.
The first time I went through, I just went down here and I found out the limiting emotion was feeling threatened.
Okay, which is right there.
Right
okay.
there. So in this case, this is the only time I'm using this chart
okay.
and not going there. Then I went through again and I just went down this side.
Okay, thank
and
you.
I got another one, okay?
Okay.
So it's threatened and appreciated are my two emotional words. I'm trying to remember those. So your statements are real simple. So ring finger and thumb, hold here. The first statement is I no longer resist believing I can succeed. So notice what we're doing? Not really an affirmation yet, but it's an undoing statement again. And I no longer resist believing I can succeed.
I no longer resist believing I can succeed. I no longer resist believing I can succeed. I no longer resist believing I can succeed. I no longer resist believing I can succeed.
Good. Second statement.
Where did you get resist?
It's right here.
Statement.
It's part of the text.
I know.
Sorry. Okay.
Yeah. Thank you.
Oh, that's the form. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You can use that if you want. Yeah. Newell, you're being so patient over there. Let me give you one of these here too. We didn't bring all of those. Sorry. Yeah. All right. So the second statement then, because this has its own hook on it. So the second statement is, I no longer feel threatened. When I consider believing, I can succeed. Okay?
Okay, got it.
So you got it. We're saying, first of all, I no longer resist believing I can succeed. Well, what comes up then when you start thinking, wow, this is all possible, is something feels threatening to you, which causes you to go right back into, no, I can't have that. I can't go for that. Okay? So we're saying the second statement is, I no longer feel threatened when I consider believing I can succeed.
I no longer feel threatened when I consider
believing I can succeed.
I no longer feel threatened when I consider believing I can succeed. I no longer feel threatened when I consider believing I can succeed. I no longer feel threatened when I consider believing I can succeed.
Good. The third statement then is, I feel motivated when I know I can succeed.
Now, where did you get motivated?
That was a positive emotion.
Appreciated. I'm sorry.
Appreciated.
Yeah, you're right. Appreciated.
Okay.
See, that's my point. Yeah. All right, good. Good. Okay, let's do these guys. Yeah. I feel appreciated when I know I can succeed.
I feel appreciated when I know I can succeed.
Good. Okay. So you notice the three statements? They're a little different, but just the same basic idea. It's just now we're not trying to let go of an old belief. We're trying to work our way into really getting after a positive belief. Okay? And so I come back and let's do ring, finger, and thumb, pectoralis major clavicular, and I want you to say, I know I can succeed.
I know I can succeed.
And that's strong. Okay? And by the way, I could say something else needs to be clear. Check on this, and everybody says, no, there's not. But it said yes. I could still go back and do brain emotions again.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You know, or I could do almost anything.
Mm-hmm.
Good, thank you. Yeah. And
you can do the age recession, you can do the
exactly.
Name substitution.
Yeah, you could do name substitution, you could do age recession. This needs to be cleared at an earlier age. And I'm going to give you one of these two because I actually want you to write this down so you can do your homework. And I didn't talk about that again this time. But you know, test obviously for how many times a day and how
right.
many days you do the homework and all that kind of stuff. So where you have candy there, okay, so the belief on your top line on that form, you're going to write down, I know I can succeed. Because that's our desired positive belief. And then the first statement is, I no longer resist believing I can succeed. You just write it in there again, of course. Kind of write it in there a bunch of times. By the time you've written it four times, you'll know it, okay? And then, I no longer feel threatened when I consider believing that I can succeed. And I feel appreciated when I know I can succeed. Yeah. Well, now what you do is you do all three of those in a row, and you can muscle test yourself, or I can come back and muscle test. But you're going to find out, do these statements once a day, do them twice a day? No. So once a day, do them for a week, do them for 2 weeks? No. For 7 days, 8 days, 9 days, 10 days, 11, 10 days maybe. Okay? So once a day, 10 days.
You take your response when it's weak, that's the answer.
I've gone too far.
No, good. That's the way I always do it.
Yeah, do it for a week,
then,
do it for 2 weeks, says no. So do it for 7 days, 8 days, 9 days, 10 days, 11 days, says no. So 10 days is strong.
Thank you.
So I just run until it goes off.
That's the way I do it.
Yep.
Yeah. Good.
Okay, so you have your homework. And Betty, you have to figure out how long you do yours for and all of that. Yes, Janet.
I had a question just as you were talking about the truth statement, and that you were using the behavior barometer for the emotions as opposed to using the
LAN emotions that we did for the personality traits.
Right. So I was just curious if the LAN emotions are more specific and more powerful in some way or...
No. It's just the LAN emotions are more of a hook.
And what we've got with the barometer, see, with the truth statements, you're looking at what keeps me from. It's like, what considerations do I have that keep me from going for that? Okay.
Right.
The other, the land emotions are, you start to walk away from a limiting belief, they hold you in a limiting belief. So we're doing a little different thing. We're looking at the land emotions are holding you in the limiting belief. We're using the barometer emotions to just open the way for you to keep moving forward in the positive direction.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I don't understand why that, what the organs have to do with it. Because you're still just getting a bunch of emotions.
Yeah, you're still getting a bunch of emotions, but with the personality traits, because we've integrated it so thoroughly into our being, it's actually in our physiology.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why, by the way, some people literally get sick when they start to let go of or consider letting go of cherished beliefs.
Oh.
Okay? It's like, oh, God, it makes me why I feel really queasy. You know? Well, good. Could be stomach, could be small intestine, could be spleen, could be, who knows, who cares? But there's an organ that actually creates a physiological response that is much more deep-seated than we get from the barometer.
Okay?
Okay.
And that's not going to be in the truth statements, because the truth statements are things that you haven't absorbed as much. That's the whole point.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, exactly. Truth statements are not part of your personality, and you just got stuff in the way of you going where you want to go. So we need to clear the path ahead rather than unhook you from the anchor from behind.
Yeah. Good.
Okay.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Good.
That's all good.
That's
okay.
On.
Yeah, no, it is on its angle. Yeah. Well, you know, what happens is sometimes I hit it and it doesn't, I mean, I turn it on to make sure it's on, but then I hit it to record and it doesn't always jump to record. I think that's what happened. And then it just says, not doing anything, I'll just shut off.
Yeah,
all right.
Yeah.
So, so any other questions on those? That's a nice diversionary chunk, so thanks for bringing that up.
Yeah.
Because it's a real important piece. And both of these are related, but they both have different applications, okay? And so there are times when you're going to come up and it's going to say personality trait, and you're looking specifically for what it is the person has just believed for so long that it's part of who they are. And if you come up with truth statements, you're looking for something the person is really working on trying to integrate into their life. Okay?
Well, so if this came up in a priority mode thing, the person will probably have a pretty good idea if you just ask them. You know, they'll be able to pinpoint something like you and I, you know, both sort of went, I got one.
Yeah,
right,
yeah.
But
so you're probably not likely to run into the case where somebody's just completely denying it and going, I don't know, things just happen to me.
Yeah, yeah, and by the way, that's the belief. I no longer believe that things just happen to me.
Okay.
Yeah. So you betcha.
Yeah.
You know? I mean, hey, look, I mean, the world just...
I believe that I have no control over it.
Yeah, exactly. So, and you get a muscle test to find out and have them say them, and this is appropriate, this is not...
suggest stuff if they're having trouble.
Oh, yeah. Because sometimes, by the way, and it is, especially the second statement, I'm going to go back now to the personality trait statement, is I no longer feel threatened when I no longer believe the da-da-da-da-da. But, you know, a lot of times people are going, you know, and so you have to help them because it's literally unraveling the way the mind is put together.
Mm-hmm.
And so they forget or they deliberately get confused or whatever it is. I mean, you know, so egoically, deliberately. And so sometimes you've just got to coach them along. So I no longer feel threatened. And so on. So you help them through that.
And their brain is trying to do two things at once. You know, it's trying to rewrite parts of itself.
That's true.
It's trying to speak. It's just like I have a lot of trouble sometimes talking and dancing at the same time.
Yeah. Okay, that's good.
It's like there's such different things, and my brain doesn't want to do them both.
Yeah.
And I think it can be kind of like that. You know, you have a good one because it's working so hard over here, and there's nothing left over for the talking.
Yeah. Yeah. So, for whatever reason, you just be really patient, it's no big deal, and sometimes you just say it, they say it after you, you chunk it down into a couple of pieces instead of, you know, one big long sentence, I mean, any of that kind of stuff. Hello, Phil.
Oh, lucky.
You betcha, we got him.
Yeah.
All right. So, what we just did, by the way, Phil, just, and it's on the the recorder. We didn't get the first part of the recorder because Janet didn't want
to. She didn't want everybody to know that.
So
she
it didn't
do everything.
But anyway, we did personality traits and truth statements, and it's on there. And there are just some clearing techniques that are very, very good, very powerful. But it's on there. All right. What I'm going to do right now, this will save me a little editing later on, is I'm going to actually stop.